This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. I'm Luke Burbank.
I'm Allison Stewart.
You know, yesterday, Allie, we had a conversation about values voters.
Mm-hmm.
They're having a big conference, self-titled values voters, it should be pointed out.
Yes.
Are having a big conference in D.C. But I'll tell you, I'm a values host, and there's something I really value.
And what would that be, pray tell?
That would be news you can't use, but but you know you want, which is called, on this show, The Ramble. Oh, le divorce, French style. French President Nicolas Sarkozy is losing his wedding ring. This is not a complete surprise because he and his wife have sort of been on again, off again. Her name is Cecilia Sarkozy, by the way. During the campaign, she rarely made any appearances with him. She was at one point checked up in New York with a PR executive.
Oh.
He was carrying around a love note at one point, which is actually printed in a French paper. It's the second divorce for both of them. It was weird because it was, like on the Associated Press, they are expected to divorce at a certain point this week. It was like an appointment in his calendar or something. So good luck for them, to both of them. In Wikipedia, the divorce has already been approved, by the way.
So then that means it's happened.
Yeah, it lists Cecilia as his former wife, rather.
The popularity of YouTube has spawned an imitator called GodTube. You know, YouTube, it says broadcast yourself. GodTube, they say broadcast him. Videos, songs, parodies, sermons. The whole idea is it's a Christian version of YouTube. And they take on certain popular songs. Who can forget Sir Mix-a-Lot's Baby Got Back?
I can't.
Well, here's Baby Got Book, as in the good book.
I like big bubbles and I cannot lie. You Christian brothers can't deny that when a girl walks in with a KJV and a bookmark in Proverbs, you get stoked. Got a name engraved so you know this girl is saved. It looks like one of those large ones.
I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby,
I want to read with you because your Bible's got pictures. My minister tried to console me, but that book you got makes
me so holy.
Ooh, mama mia.
Me so holy?
Bless me.
I think you might go to H.E. Double Hockey Sticks for saying me so holy. I'm not so sure about that.
What's the official ruling on that? Email us, God.
God.
BryantParkProject@npr.org. Well, we got breaking news in the Ellen DeGeneres saga. This would be the story of the little doggy that she gave away, that then the animal agency that placed the dog then took the dog away. Then she went on TV and started crying about it. And her fans, they did not like it. They were like death threats and calling these poor ladies that ran this this animal agency. Well, finally, she came on the air yesterday and she asked her fans to please stop the insanity.
It's gotten out of hand. The people that have Iggy or had Iggy, I don't know, are receiving death threats, I am told, and that is not okay. And I know that
really?
People are passionate about this and people have strong feelings. I love animals. I have strong feelings. I want nothing more than that dog returned to that family. But you don't resort to violence.
Well, Ellen has announced she's taking the next 2 days off to get herself together. Iggy, by the way, is the dog's name. I didn't really say that.
And you know it's a big scandal when it's been given a name by the LA Times, Iggy Gate. Just so you know. Hey, if you live in New England and you're a Patriots fan and you bought some tickets on StubHub.com, the ticket sort of sharing website or buying website that's run by eBay, you could be in a lot of trouble. The New England Patriots have won the right to see the names of everyone who bought or sold or tried to sell Pats tickets on StubHub.com. They're really going after scalpers in a big way. Now, on StubHub, it's supposed to be for face value or the $2 above that you can do legally. Well, people aren't paying attention to that, and they're selling them for huge amounts of money. In fact, the Pats are going to go after, and they're going to search to see if, like, you're a season holder ticket holder.
Yeah.
And if you've been selling them online, they're going to boot you.
I bought tickets to see the Yankees and the Mariners play on StubHub. I paid way more than face value, and I didn't know I was breaking the law.
Breaking the law. And that's The Ramble.